सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् ॐ श्रीनारदाय नमो नमः।
We were discussing bhakti sadhanani. Bhakti sadhanani means for bhakti, means for devotion. So it starts from sutra number 34 and up to sutra number 50, Naradji gives us the means for bhakti. Tasya sadhanani gayanti acharya. Different acharya, they all sing, they all tell us about that. What is that? Tattu visaya tyagat sangha tyagat cha. What do you have to do? You have to do renounce the sense object, visaya tyag. And sangha tyag, attachment to all living beings, attachment. What else? Abhyabrit bhajanat, continuous service to Lord. All our actions should be dedicated to Lord. You see, in the Narad Bhakti Sutra also Gita is said. Same thing. Abhyabrit bhajanat. Lokepi bhagavad guna sravan kirtanat. Listen to the stories of Bhagwan, guna, and then sing the glory, kirtan. Sing the glory of Bhagwan, kirtanat. Mukhyatastu mahat kripa eva bhagavat kripa lesadva. But one thing is very important in that is the grace of the master and grace of the Lord. Grace of the Lord, less little bit of grace. But grace of teacher is required. Two things are required. Mahatsangastu durlabho agamyo amogascha. But mahatsanga, satsanga, satsang with the teacher, with the realized master, he says extremely difficult to get. Mahatsanga is extremely difficult and impossible to know. You don't know, next to you is sitting a realized person. Difficult to know because there is no outside sign. All the changes are happening inside only. His vision has changed, that's all. He might be sitting next to you. Agamya, amoghascha, infallible. Whatever you learn in satsang, if you follow it, you will reach your destination. Amog. Infallible, there is no doubt about it. Amogascha labhate tat kripaive, but this you get by His grace, you know. By His grace means with the Lord's grace. By Lord's grace means what? Demand and supply of teacher is in the hand of Lord. You cannot advertise, I need a teacher of this type, this type, this type, and you will get an answer to that. No, you will not get. You get it only by His grace. Tasmin tajjane bheda abhavat. Tasmin, in that Bhagwan, tajjane, His bhakta, bheda abhavat, abhavat. Abhavat means there is no difference between Bhagwan and bhakta. He has become one with Bhagwan. There is no difference at all. Tadev sadhyatam, tadev sadhyatam. Just that alone is to be accomplished. That alone is to be accomplished. That satsang is to be accomplished. Okay. Dusanga sarvathai vityajitam. What are the obstacles? He says, Dussanga, company of the wicked people, wicked things, anything which is discussing about the worldly things, or even your own thoughts may be dussanga, thoughts may be vulgar. Dussanga sarvatha tyajyatam, leave that always. What is this sanga? Kama, krodha, moha, smriti, bhramsa, buddhi, nas, karanatvat. These are the cause of your fall. Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mad, matsarya. This we all have seen in detail. Tarangita api me sangat samudrayante. They come as a ripple and become an ocean. You see, a kama, a desire which comes as a ripple. Are kya hai? Let me have a smoke. It seems so simple. But later on what happens? It becomes like ocean. You can't leave. You can't stay without that now. Then he takes a topic, very beautiful topic. Kahatarati mayam. Who can cross over maya? Who can cross over maya? See, everything is maya only. The whole world is maya. This satsang is also happening in maya, you know. This is also maya. Kahatarti, who can cross over this maya? Then he gives 12 conditions, you know, 12 beautiful conditions. And the last one he says, kevalam avichanna anuraga labte in 49. Sutra number 49, he says, kevalam, pure, avichanna, uninterrupted, anuragam, labte again. So if you fulfill all these 12 conditions, you will reach where? Pure, uninterrupted love toward Bhagwan. This is the final step. But before that, another 11 steps, mostly except one. Balance 11 out of that one, other 10 are all related to world. If you reflect, if you study Narad Bhakti Sutra sincerely, then you will be able to see all these things. 10 steps are for withdrawal from the world. 1 step is taking us to the Lord. And the 12th condition is what you will get, you know. Let us see. Ya Sangha Tejati. All the attachments are to be renounced. Sangha Tejati, with the sense object. Yo Mahanubhavam Sevate. The Sangha Tejati is all related to world. Mahanubhav, where is this Mahanubhav? The teacher is also in the world only. You have to serve teacher to get this satsang, to get this knowledge. Mahanubhav Sevate, Nirmamo Bhavati. No sense of minus. This also relates to the world. All these steps, one by one, is telling us withdraw from the world. Withdraw from the sense object. Go to teacher. And withdraw from the sense of possessiveness, mamata, mamatva. Then, ya vibhakti sthanam sevate. This is the one step which is saying, after withdrawing, what you will do? You have saved energy. Your mind is now available. If you don't give any job to mind, it will go back to object, emotions and thought, again to the world. So what is your vivikta sthan? Vivikta, one of the meaning of vivikta we have seen. Vivikta means atma. Sthanam means the substratum, the atman or the brahman, which is substratum of the whole world. Divert your mind toward that atma. Are you getting? The mind which is withdrawn from the world should be diverted to Bhagwan. Vivikshan sevate, yo lok bandham unmulayati. Log kya kahenge? Don't be very much worried about that. Pata nahi, log kya kahenge? Don't give value to that. Nistregunyo bhavati. Whole world is trigun only, satra rajas tamas. We have seen in our tattvabodh, the whole thing is made of satra rajas and tamas. Nistregunyo, you have to withdraw from the whole world. Yoga chemam tejati, What is yoga? Apraptasya prapti, gaining what is not ungained, is yoga. What is chemam? Praptasya rakshanam. Praptasya, whatever is gained, you want to protect it. That is same. Again, yoga chem tejati, renounce this also. You see, this is also related to the world. So all the conditions related to the world. Yoga karma phalam tejati, karmani sannyasati, karma phalam. And karmani sannyasati, we have seen in detail, it is living of doership and enjoyership. So doership and enjoyership also is related to the world only. We draw from there also. Nirdvando bhavati, if you do that, you become, you go beyond nirdvanda, dvanda, pair of opposites. What are the pair of opposites? Man, apman, sukh, dukh, and sitoshna. You go beyond the pair of opposites. So they don't matter you now. Nirdvando bhavati. Then yo vedan api sannyasati. Now Ved has given their result. Ved are the guide. They tell us what to do, what is not to be done, what not to be done. Vedas tell us. So the job of Ved is also finished. Ved job is also finished. Now you don't have to keep Veda on your head and carry it wherever you want to go. You don't require it. You require the roadmap till you reach the destination. You have reached destination. You don't need it. Now you need that Veda only for teaching others. You don't need it for your own self. You have reached the destination. And what is that destination? It says, kevalam avichannam anuragam labati. Kevalam, pure. Avichinna. Avichinna means uninterrupted. Anuragam labati. Labati means he gains. So you get the pure parampreem. Satu asmin parampreem rupa, sutra number 2. It was said, you attain that. You attain that. Then he says, satarati saratarati sa lokan starayati. Satarati, he has crossed. If you have got that uninterrupted pure love toward the Lord, tarati, you have crossed Maya. You have crossed Maya. Now, where is your mind? Your mind is totally withdrawn from the world. Where is mind? Now in that Paramatma, that mind is there. At one place. And you are enjoying that. Sa lokantareti. Now he is fit to show or guide others how to cross. How to cross. If you reflect on this, that you will come to know that you have to withdraw from the world. This is the path. Withdraw from the world, put the mind into Paramatma. This is path. Gurudev used to say, detach, attach. Bas. Only this much is the path. Now he can guide others also. What are you doing? Kahan khoye ho bhaiya? Why you are reveling in the world? Withdraw from the world. Take from the world only that much which is required. Divert your mind. Divert our mind to Lord. Now, somebody says, can you tell me something about that anurag, avichinna, uninterrupted, kevalam, pure love? Can you tell me something about that? So, now the prem nirvachanam, this prem nirvachanam, description of love will continue from verse sutra number 51 to sutra number 66. Description of that parampreem rupa, that love. So Naraji says, anarvachaniyam prem savarupam, inexplicable, I can't describe. You want to know about that parampreem? You want me to describe? Anirvachaniya, I cannot describe. Then he gives a beautiful example. Mook aswadanvat. Mook, dumb. Aswadan, he has got a tongue, but he cannot speak. He can taste, but he cannot speak. Give him a chocolate and tell him, explain the taste. What will do? he will show some gestures.
Oh, it's very good.
Or he will say, chee, chee. If he is not lover of sweet, he will say, chee, 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 chee. Some of the children, they don't like sweet. The moment you put it, they throw it. So by gesture he can say, or some sound may come out of his mouth. Similarly, this param prem cannot be described. Prakashate ko bhi patre, he said it, well, it can be seen in some rare cases. In some rare cases, it can be seen. And another meaning of prakashate ko bhi patre means we all have got that love. Or somebody might be sitting next to you, but you are not able to recognize. We don't have the eyes to recognize that he has reached there. Prakashate ko bhi patre. Okay. Still, Naradji is trying to explain that anirvachaniya prem. It's a very difficult job. He is trying to explain or describe that supreme love which is unconditional, unexcelled. He is trying to explain in Sutra number 54.
Gunarahitam.
Gunarahitam.
Kamanarahitam.
Kamanarahitam.
Pratikshanavardhamanam.
Pratikshanavardhamanam.
Avichinnam.
Avichinnam.
Sukshmataram.
Sukshmataram.
Anubhavarupam.
Anubhavarupam. See, in Sutra number 51, he says it is anirvachaniya prema swarupam. It is anirvachaniya. But in this sutra, he says anubhavarupam. You can experience it. It cannot be spoken by mouth. It cannot be expressed. But it can be experienced. Anubhav rupam. Can be experienced. But the characteristic of this love is guna rahitam. Guna rahitam means it is without any quality. Without any quality. It is not sattvic or rajasic or tamasic type of love. You know. We will see in detail. Sattvic, rajasic, tamasic type of love. Or you cannot say it is of the following types. Following types means what? It is not vatsala. It is not a love between mother and child. The love of mother and child, it has got a specific characteristic. That also is a love. But the characteristic of that love is different. Vatsala. Love of husband and wife. It is different from vatsalya. There is another characteristic in the love between husband and wife. It is not vatsalya type. And in the vatsalya, it is not the husband-wife type. Are you getting the difference of the different type of loves? In vatsalya, characteristic is different. In husband and wife, it is different. Love between two friends, it is altogether different. A friend can be honest, sincere, truthful to his friend. Another characteristic there. It is not like husband-wife or vatsala. It is altogether different. Love between two friends. Or love of brother and sister, that also is totally different. Another characteristic there. So these loves have got different characteristics. Different characteristics. But the param prem is supreme love is not qualified by any kind of relationship. There is no relationship there. It is not sattvic, rajasic, tamasic. It is naistrigunya love, beyond triguna. That love is not as we see in the world, sattvic, rajasic, or tamasic time. Okay, kamana raitam. In most of the worldly loves, we have got a kamana. Some desire is there. Some desire is there. And that desire can be gross or subtle. Desire may be gross or subtle, but desire is always there. So earlier in Sutra number 7, it was said, Sana Kamayamana Nirodha Rupatvat. In Sutra number 7, it was said, how is that love, Param Prem? There is no kamana in that. No kamana there. It is of the nature of sannyas. There is no desire or expectation in supreme love. No desire. So in other relation, we have got a desire. And this is pratichan vardana. Pratichan vardaman. Pratichan vardaman means every moment it is increasing, increasing, increasing. But in our worldly love, what we find? Our love is strained. Instead of increasing, it is sometimes goes down. It is decreasing. It is strained. And that we find in all our relations, in the parents and children, there is a kamana. Parents, when they raise their children, they think, if bada hoga, to they, he will look after me. Kamana, subtle kamana. And children might be thinking, when the parents go away, whole property will come to me. See? Kamana. Desire is there. Or between husband and wife, again there is kamana. Now, because all husband and wives are at home, you can very easily realize the kamana of wife, expectation from husband, oh, you have to do this work, this work, this work, you work. And expectation of husband to his wife, you have to do this, 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 this. But all husbands want that everything, all household duties should be done by wife only. But in rare cases, sometimes wife thinks, no, 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 everything should be done by husband. He should do everything. There is expectation, you know, continuous expectation is there. Similarly, in the brother-brother or brother and sister, there is a subtle or gross kamana. You see, when the children are dating, then they will tell to each other before marriage, you know, I cannot live without you. This is before marriage. After marriage, I cannot live with you. Why, like, what happened? The desire, that there were some few kamanas which are not fulfilled, so I don't want to live with you. In all divorce cases, you will find there is some kamana, and it is very, I mean, trivial thing for which they divorce. Very petty thing, they divorce. And if with the God also, if we keep the kamana, then what will happen? That love also will go away. Why? Suppose I have got a car and I want a better car, more expensive car, and I tell to God, okay, Bhagwan, I have got a small car of 800cc, and now I want a SUV of with 30 horsepower. It was only 8 horsepower, now you give me 30 horsepower thing. And suppose that your desire is not fulfilled. Not fulfilled. So what will you say? Oh, Bhagwan, you are Sarva Shaktiman. You can't give only this much. I'm not going to love you. You see, desire. If there is a kamana and Bhagwan is not fulfilling, immediately there will be a strain. So kamana rahit prem pratichan vardamanam. Pratichan vardamanam. Kamana rahit. Kamana sahit. I hope you understand. Kamana rahit without desire. Kamana sahit with desire. With desire the prem will not grow. When there is a strain in relationship, na, we always say, now you are not like before, you know. Aap pehle jaise nahi ho. Pehle jaise nahi ho. You are not taking care of me as you used to take before. Always we say, aap pehle jaise nahi ho. Now you have changed. So sometimes this happens in the Guru Shishya also. When the new Shishya comes, then he says, Guru, 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 Guru. And when he gets the knowledge, he is a little bit knowledgeable. What Guru? You are Brahman, I am also Brahman. Where is the difference? So this happens there also. Avichinna. Avichinna means unbroken. Our prem breaks in time and place. Our prem breaks in time and place. Then we say, out of sight, out of mind. Suppose a friend is not there with you for a long time. You have moved to America. Your friend is in India. Earlier you used to meet every day. Now it is not possible. Slowly, slowly what happens? Out of sight, out of mind. Prem gaya. Sukshmataram, extremely subtle. It is not an object of sense or mind. Param prem is not an object of your senses and mind. Had it been your object of senses and mind, you could have described it. Describe it. But it is not an object of senses. Anubhava rupam. It can be experienced. Anubhava rupam. Naraji says it can be experienced. It cannot be described. But it can be experienced. So guna rahitam, kamana rahitam, suchmatar and all these things. But how to know? How to know? The Naraji says, each one of us know it. How? Each one of us, without exception. We all know. He says, how? We love ourselves. It is not like love of brother, sister, pati, patni, husband, wife, or parent, child, etc. It is not that type of life. I love myself. I love myself. Premātmani icchate, love for ourselves is without any relationship. And this love, you cannot categorize as sattvic love or rajasic love or tamasic. When I love myself, it is not, you cannot classify it as sattvic, rajasic or tamasic love. Even an ugly person, he loves himself. Beautiful ki baati chhod do. Forget about the beautiful people. They love. Even the ugly person also love. So my love for myself is growing constantly. I love myself in spite of place and time. When I was in India, I used to love myself. Now I'm in America, I also love myself. Whether it is morning or evening, I love myself. So avichinna, my love to myself is unbroken, even in sleep. My love toward myself is unbroken, even in sleep also. We make arrangement, we put a mosquito net. Why? Because I love myself, I don't want to get disturbed in sleep. And forget the waking and dream. In waking also, I love myself. In dream also, I love myself. Even in the dream, if I am seeing a tiger chasing me, I immediately get up to save myself because I love myself. Pratichan vardamanam anubham sarupam. It is subtle. Atmanastu kamaya sarvam priyam bhavati. Everything is dear to us for the sake of ourselves. But we don't know ourselves really. Truly speaking, we don't know our own true nature. We don't know Paramatma. Our self is Paramatma. We don't know. Okay. So this topic is being concluded in next sutra. Sutra 55. Tat prapya.
Tad eva.
Avalokayati.
Tadeva shrunoti.
Tadeva bhashayati.
Tadeva chintayati.
Tat prapya. After getting it, tad eva avalokayati. Avalokayati, then the devotee sees that kind of love only. Now his vision has changed, you know. He sees everywhere same type of love. Whatever type of love he sees, but he is seeing that Bhagavat Prem type of love, Param Prem he is seeing. Tadev Srunoti listens to that love only. Tadev Bhashyati speaks of that love only. Tadev Chintayati, he thinks of that love only. Any person who loves anything of the world, I am talking about the worldly thing. Suppose a person loves cricket or some game. So what he will see, do? Tadev Srunoti. He will listen, he will like to listen about that game only. Tadev Bhasayati. Speak about that game only. Tadev Chintayati. He will think about that game only. But this bhakta has received, he has got that love. Param Prem. So therefore, he speaks about that, listens about that, he thinks about that love only. Tadev Bhasyati, he speaks about God, love for God, or other bhakta, those who have reached that state, he talks about that only. Once, Thakur Ramakrishna was going with Mathur Babu. He was son-in-law of Rani Rasmani, a jamindar. And while going with him, he went to another rich person house. So now Mathur Babu and his friend, they started talking about the worldly things. Worldly thing. And Thakur Ramakrishna, he is a realized master. He has already reached there. He used to talk to Mother Kali. These people are talking about of the objects of the world, and Thakur Ramakrishna was thinking about that love, Param Prem. So he got up from there. He said, what they are talking, where they have brought me? I am thinking about that Param Prem, and they are thinking about the Prem of the world. So he withdrew himself from there. Chintayati. Continually thinks about that. When Thakur Ramakrishna once went to Vrindavan. Vrindavan, he searched the sadhus there. So that he can talk to them about that Param Prem. Enjoy that Param Prem. Tadev Srunati. Listen to that love only. And such person vision is always seeing the same love everywhere. And our all relations are based on love only, you know. All relations are. So bhakta always revel in prem, thinks of that prem only. This is the highest anirvachaniya prem. So param prem, the highest prem, Naradji has already explained. Gunaraitam, Kamanaraitam, Abhichanam, Suchmataram, Pratishan Vardamanam. But Anubhava Rupam. Now he is going to take up another topic. What is the secondary love? One is the primary love. Another is secondary love. And this primary love is the Param Prem Rupa, which was said in Sutra number 2. Parabhakti, Mukhya Bhakti. Now Naraji takes up other bhakti, secondary bhakti. You see, everybody wants, when we listen to this Param Prem Rupa Bhakti, every one of us want that Param Prem Bhakti. Is it not so? We all want that Param Prem Bhakti. But Naraji is saying you will not get it directly. You will not get it directly. What you have to do? You have to first do the secondary bhakti. Secondary bhakti. Gauni bhakti, which is going to discuss now. From secondary bhakti, you come to primary bhakti. Okay, 56, sutra number 56.
Gauni tridha.
Gauni tridha.
Guna bhedat.
गुणभेदात्
आर्तादिभेदाद्वा
गौणी. गौणी मीन्स सेकेंडरी लोअर टाइम. दिस परम प्रेम रूपा वाज ग्रेटर हायर भक्ति सुप्रीम भक्ति. सेकेंडरी टाइप ऑफ भक्ति इज कॉल्ड गौणी. त्रिधा दिस इज थ्री फोर टाइप. थ्री फोर टाइप इज दिस इज गुणभेदात according to the difference in the mental disposition of devotee. Artadi bhedat va. According to the type of discontentment of devotees. So Gauni Bhakti is with gun. And if you remember in the Parabhakti, in the Supreme Bhakti, it was said guna rahitam. Difference. Guna rahitam was the param premas. And guna sahitam is aparabhakti. So gauni bhakti or secondary bhakti has got some qualities. Therefore it is called secondary. Parabhakti is guna rahitam and secondary bhakti is guna sahitam. So secondary bhakti is of three types, art adi bhedat. Okay, so these three types are based on sattva, rajas, tamas. We know sattva and rajas, tamas belong to prakriti, belong to maya. So according to that, sattva, rajas and tamas, these are three types of secondary bhakti. So this bhakti can be sattvic bhakti, rajasic bhakti or tamasic bhakti. आर्त भेदात. ओके. इन भगवद गीता चैप्टर 7 इट इज से चतुर्विधा भजन्ते माम जना सुकृतो अर्जुन आर्तो जिज्ञासु अर्थार्थी ज्ञानी च भर्तर्षव. देर आर फोर टाइप्स ऑफ भक्त. ज्ञानी इज द सुप्रीम परम प्रेम रूपा. दैट इज ऑलरेडी डिस्कस्ड. ज्ञानी बिलोंग्स टू परम प्रेम रूपा भक्ति. दैट इज प्राइमरी भक्ति. एंड आर्त जिज्ञासु अर्थार्थी दे आर गौणी भक्ति सेकेंडरी भक्ति बेस्ड ऑन सत्व रजस एंड तमस. दैट विल सी. सो परम प्रेमा इज अनिर्वचनीय which is already discussed. And secondary bhakti is art, jigyasu and artharthi. And in the secondary bhakti, there is a gradation. That he tells in sutra number 57.
उत्तरस्मादुत्तरस्मात् पूर्वपूर्वा
पूर्वपूर्वा
श्रेयाय भवति.
सो ईच प्रिसीडिंग वन बिकम्स ग्रेटर बेटर और नोबलर देन द सक्सीडिंग वन. So we have to remember the sequence given in Bhagavad Gita. It is art, jigyasu, artha, arthi. Art, jigyasu, artha, arthi. Bhagavan has given a sequence there. Now we will see how to apply sattva, rajas and tamas into this art, jigyasu and artha, arthi. So each preceding one becomes greater. The first one is greater than the second. Second one is greater than the third one. Okay. Or we can say sattvic bhakti is greater than rajasic and tamasic. Or rajasic bhakti is greater than tamasic. So amongst artha jigyasu and artharthi, better than artharthi jigyasu. Artharthi means I want something, some power, some wealth from the God. Jigyasu, he wants spiritual knowledge. So jigyasu is better than artharthi. And better than jigyasu is arth. Better than jigyasu is arth. How is better? We'll see it a little bit later. So what is sattvic rajasic tamasic bhakti? So sattvic rajasic tamasic bhakti in chapter 17 of Bhagavad Gita, Lord says there are three types of sraddhas. According to your sraddha, you worship devata. A tamasic person who are ignorant, violent and indulgent, how they worship? Pretan bhut ganan cha anne yajante tamsajana. Tamasic people, they worship bhut pret. These all we have discussed in our Bhagavad Gita class. And rajasic people, yaksha rakshansi rajasa, those who worship for power, etc. Yaksha rakshas, kuber. You want some wealth? Oh, kuberji, please give me some wealth. Yaksha rakshans, these are the rajasic people. And who are the sattvic people? Those who worship Bhagwan, Ram, Krishna, Shiva, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, Devi. These are all sattvic people. This is one interpretation. Seeing the Devi Devata, you can say he is a sattvic, this is rajasic, this is tamasic. But we find in our Ramayana instances also we are worshipping one Devata. Somebody is with the sattvic bhavana, somebody with the rajasic bhavana, and somebody with the tamasic bhavana. In Ramayana we find that Ravan, Kumbhakaran, Vibhishan, all worshipping Shivji or Brahmaji. For what? Ravan worships Shivji for more power, rule over the whole world, or a power to become invisible. This is Rajasik Bhav. Rajasik. I want power. Rajasik. Kumbhakaran. Kumbhakaran worshipped. And he got the blessing of, I want to sleep 6 months. Tamasik Bhav. Alas, Nidra, Pramad, they are all Tamas. So he prayed with the Tamas Bhav. Same Devata. Ravan worshipping that Lord Shiva with Rajasik Bhav. Kumbhakaran with Tamasik Bhav. And Vibhishan worship the same Devata. Bhagwan, give me bhakti. Hari bhakti. Sattvic Bhav. Sattvic Bhav. So therefore, we can find out by seeing the deities, by seeing the Devata, whether it is your sattvic, rajasic, tamasic bhakti, or by seeing the purpose of your worship, we can find out whether it is your sattvic, rajasic or tamasic bhakti. Both way we can find out. But among sattvic, rajasic and tamasic bhakti, sattvic bhakti is best. Why sattvic bhakti is best? It is said it purifies mind, it develops vairagya, and one gains spiritual knowledge. Therefore, sattvic bhakti is greater than rajasic and tamasic. Now we should see the meaning of artha jigyasu, artha arthi. Artha jigyasu and artha arthi. Artha. Artha means one who is in distress. Jigyasu is the seeker of knowledge. And artha arthi, desirer of wealth, includes power, pleasure. Now it is said, uttarasmad, uttarasmad, purva, purva, sreya, bhavati. So jigyasu is better than artharthi, we can understand very clearly. Is it not so? Seeker of knowledge is definitely better than who is seeking arth. Artharthi means some object of the world, some wealth, some power. But how is the arth better than jigyasu? This is a question. How is arth, a distress, is better than jigyasu? So Gurudev has explained it very beautifully. Here arth does not refer to the distress of ordinary trouble in our daily life for which we worship Lord. It is not ordinary trouble. Artha means one who is in distress. What is the distress here? Here the distress means Artha has everything from the material standpoint. He has got everything of the worldly things, pleasure. But still he is unhappy. Why is he unhappy? He is unhappy because the Lord is not there in his life. He has got wealth. Everything he has got. But Lord is not in the life. And the example given is the Gautam Buddha Mirabai. Gautam Buddha was prince. Mirabai married in a royal family. All comforts were there. But she was in distress. Why she was in distress? Lord was not there. Artha. Meera has said, Suli upar sej hamare. Her feeling on the sleeping on the soft bed was that of sleeping on the bed of thorns. It is a different kind of distress altogether. All material comforts are there, but still unhappy, Artha in distress. They want that the Lord is not there. Thakur Ramakrishna used to say, oh, today also I have wasted the whole day. I could not get the darshan, vision of Mother Kali. Ek din aur nikal gaya. I could not get it. And he used to weep. He was not satisfied with the theoretical knowledge. He wanted the practical thing. I want to experience Bhagwan. Mother Kali, I want to experience. This is Artha Bhakta. He has got everything. But the Lord vision is not there, is not met Bhagwan. So this is Artha Bhakta. This Artha Bhakta is better than Jigyasu. Artha Bhakta is better than Jigyasu. In ordinary meaning, if you take Artha, Jigyasu and Artharthi, Artha means distress. Distress about the worldly thing, then Jigyasu will become superior. In between Artha, Jigyasu and Artharthi, Jigyasu will become superior. But when we take the meaning of Artha, that distress is because of the Lord is not in my life, in that case, what happens? The Artha becomes superior. Okay. So in earlier Sutra 25, it was said, Parabhakti is greater than Karma Gyan and Yoga. Now another point about the Bhakti beautifully said in Sutra number 58, which we'll take up in our next class. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.